Right? Let's go. He probably could. Let's go to the Love Boat and see if we remember anything from when we were rehearsing before. I'm hoping that you come in here and blow me away with your brilliance. Just like in our warm-ups, we talked about the ah vowel.
Oh, we want it nice and bright. Okay. Not too loudly at the beginning, just like we started with the first bit of warm-ups.
But we have to have some place to crescendo as we sing the first 6, 7, 8 bars. Here it is again. Sorry.
Please, give me the first pitch. On and off.
Pretty good.
See if we can get the lighter sound. Here we go. That's nicer. Good. I'm going to have leads, and then the rest of you sing the first chord, okay?
Good. If I were to paint that first chord that we just sang like on a canvas, that would probably be sort of a deep, sort of a kind of a purpley color. I want it to really get bright yellowish. Try again. Paint me yellow.
La.
Yeah, totally different sound. Okay? That was so much more interesting to listen to. And it wasn't a dark, murky canvas. It wasn't a scream. Okay? It'd be transformed into sunflowers. Okay? There, just give you impressionistic painting. Have it in your brain. We want the Monet sunflowers. Was it Van Gogh? Who did sunflowers?
Van Gogh.
It was Van Gogh. That's right. Van Gogh did sunflowers. Okay, who did the scream? It was
Picasso?
No. Can't think of his name.
Oh, God.
Munch, wasn't it?
Munch, yes.
Yeah,
Munch.
You got it.
Edward Munch. Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, so give me Van Gogh and not so much Munch. Okay, here's the pitch again.
Reading on this time. 1, 2, 3, and. La, la, la.
On the build-up. That was not bad. Okay, let's go faster. Okay. 1, 2, ready, and.
That was better. Okay, I like the brightness that we're starting to get. That's good. We didn't quite start high enough in pitch for got the pitch below, but that's okay. Our triplets are not light enough. Okay? If we were in the big beats, love, love, here on the dirty floor, love, love, here on the dirty floor, here and dirt have to happen on the big beats. But right now, the triplets get a little slower and we're behind. Okay, here's a fresh pitch.
1, 2, again, go.
Slow tempo that we don't really want to have. So if we think about those big beats lining up, this can help us out. Okay, we're going to start at the beginning one more time. We're going to keep going. See how much we can remember. 1, 2, 3, and go.
Yeah.
Sing kind of chord or high pitch. We need to listen to our bass friends when we get to final chords of songs so that we lock in and tune off of our basses. Some parts in there, pretty good. We're not feeling our tempos together yet, but it's been a while since we've sung the song. That was pretty darn good. Our breathing is kind of all over the place. We're going to clean that up. But first thing I want to work on and clean up is the chord that happens in measure 55 on the word romance. We totally forgot what that was supposed to do. So set a course for adventure. Set a course at 52. Pick up to 53. Set a course. Here you go. One and two and go. Good. So let's fix chords one at a time. Starting at down to 55. We have octaves, string, bass, and berries. Leads there. This is Mance at 55. Ready, sing. There he is, move. Good. Sing Mance again. Go. Berries. Yes, we go from major chord to barbershop. 7. Okay? And we should have really, really bright ants. Ants. Ants and pants kind of sound. Okay, sing Mance again. Go. Gotcha. Okay, I was trying to figure out what was going on. Now I get it. We're not all mistaken. Gotcha. That works. Thank you. Okay, I thought I was going nuts. Good. We're saying, man asks, it's love, first chord. That's what we're going to do right now. So here's man's. Same measure. Ready to go? Now that you understand what I'm trying to do. Yes. Mance, 1, 2, we're ready and go. That chord should be right. Sing that chord all together. Go. Now, that should make the room jiggle because there's so much sound wave energy in there. Sing that again. Go. Good. Now we need to tune whoever has the octaves, and that would be tenors and basses. Sing your dot. Okay, go. Inner parts join all. Ready, go. That beat is a teeny little bit higher there. Again, go. Yep. Okay, sing your dot, go. That's the one. So we need to, when we get to that love and the dot, we have to find that brilliance, okay? Set a course for adventure, measure 52. Is that the older one? Jerry?
Oh, Jerry Stiller?
Jerry Stiller. Yeah. Okay, I spent so much time trying to think of his name, it didn't even matter by the time I got there. We did better on the manse. Those chords worked. We need to have a good clean cutoff at the end of manse, so we have that quarter note rest before we come back in with the word its. So let's see if we can clean up those things. Also, our dotted 8th, 16th rhythms on course 4, adventure your mind on a new romance. That's not lining up together yet. 1, 2, 1, and 2, and go.
Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. It's love.
Better. Basses, now just get that a little brighter, and then we'll be in really, really good shape. Good. Our cutoff on manse is still very sloppy. We have the S kind of C sound in manse lingering all over the place. We want a nice, quick, get it off, and then it's love. Okay? Should explode and have lots of energy. Good. One more time from set of course. One. Can you find your bench? Do you need help? No, that's not right. Sorry. I'm in the wrong spot. Here it is. Oh, my bad. Sorry. Oh, one and two and go.
Set of course for adventure. Your mind on a new
some adjustments, but we got there in the love. Let's fix up some tuning. Right there, measure 60. Not quite so good at that. Barbershop 7th chord. Go for it. So you sing, it's love, but I only need just one up there, just to kind of dabble on that. Okay? So let's go back to set of course one more time. One and two and go.
Time working on that, but we've got a really good start on that, and that's going to have some really fun lessons. That's good.